From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 3 days ago in Mexico, gunmen shot to death one of the country's most prominent human rights lawyers. The government has condemned the murder of 37-year-old Digna Ochoa. Critics say her slaying puts the spotlight on President Vicente Fox's efforts to end Mexico's human rights abuses. From Mexico City, NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
Attorney Digna Ochoa was a defender of the poor, of political prisoners, and environmental activists. For her work, she was honored by such groups as Amnesty International. She was also repeatedly threatened, twice kidnapped, and once tortured and left to die in her home. Finally, in 1999, she fled to the United States. This April, she returned to Mexico, confident that the environment had changed with the ousting of the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, after 71 years of rule. Edgar Cortes runs the Miguel Agustin Pro Juarez Human Rights Center, where Ochoa worked for years.
Certainly she and many of us thought that now there would be better conditions in which to carry out our work. But as long as the government isn't carrying out its fundamental job of guaranteeing the human rights of its citizens, we're always going to have this risk.
Ochoa was shot twice Friday evening by unknown assailants. A note left by her body warned others would face the same fate. She was currently representing two young brothers accused of guerrilla activities, including bombing banks in Mexico City. Mexico has a long history of political murders, torture, and disappearances. 2 years ago, then-presidential candidate Vicente Fox promised to end such abuses. Mexico, he said, would soon no longer be considered a violator of human rights. But since coming to power, he has done little. Denise Dresser is a professor of political science at Mexico's Technological Autonomous Institute. She says Fox is afraid of alienating opposition parties in Congress.
One of the parties with great weight within the Congress itself is the PRI. And Fox has felt that in order to get key legislation passed, such as a pending fiscal reform bill, that he needs to sit down at the table with the PRI and negotiate ad nauseum with the party and give it essentially what it wants.
To date, that seems to be letting the past die. But Dresser says she hopes Ochoa's assassination forces Fox to take action. Kurt Gehring is with Amnesty International in New York. Amnesty worked closely with Ochoa, most recently on a highly celebrated case of two farmers imprisoned for speaking out against logging in rural Mexico.
She was just an incredible woman. She was someone who couldn't see human rights violations and injustices around her and not act. She refused to be indifferent to injustice, and she felt she had to do something. And now, unfortunately, she's paid the ultimate price.
Amnesty International's latest report on Mexico says torture, especially by military and law enforcement officials, is still a cause for concern. It says threats against individuals often go uninvestigated, and past atrocities remain sealed off from scrutiny. Fox's administration has condemned Ochoa's murder, but so far, President Fox himself has not commented. Human rights groups say in the last several years, they've reported 150 cases of threats and attacks against their workers, and not one case has been resolved. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.